Yeah, I know what you're thinking. I'm just a voice. I'm real. But it turns out I'm just another figment of your imagination. Well, sort of. In your hour of need, you're wishing that for just one moment that I was there. Craving for that tangible sensation of my breath washing over your neck, sending chills all the way down your spine. My hands exploring your wondrous body and finding every little hot spot that you never thought you'd have. But I think there's more to your need than you realise. You want a girl that can mould and shape herself into anything that you've ever wanted to hear. Someone you can relate to, someone you can lose yourself with, and someone to come for. I know you must be wondering to yourself, how does she know? How? Darling, I know, because I can feel your aching desire from miles and miles away. To be honest, that makes me all the more confident in winning you over with my hands tied behind my back. If that's what you want. Let's not kid ourselves anymore. How can I prove to you that I can be whatever you want me to be? That I can say whatever you've been dying to hear? Because you know I can. I can make you moan and shiver with each intonation, each word, and each sound that penetrates your ears and runs constant in your mind. Maybe you want something gentle, something poetic. I can do that. I can be that one that you can lay your head on whenever you feel like there's no one to turn to. I can kiss your pain away and whisper sweet nothings in your ear. You mean the whole world to me. And tonight, I'm going to show you how much I've been craving your body. I need to level myself onto you, making you sink deeper and deeper inside my warm, wet silk as I grip so tightly around your cock. My velvet smooth skin, wet with sweat, and my swollen, puckered nipples begging to be licked and sucked again and again by your soft lips. See? I can tell that you're already quivering with so much anticipation, just thinking of the love I'm going to make to you and how intense it's going to be. Or maybe you want something a little more brash, a little more rough. I have no problem treating you like the filthy, depraved whore that you are. I can see it now. You on your knees with your slut mouth wide open, pleading me with those gorgeous fuck me eyes to just use your body until you break. I bet it makes you so fucking hard to hear me growl and moan as I do just as I please. Oh fuck yes! Even when you're begging me to stop, I'm still gonna keep fucking that worthless, pathetic body of yours until your eyes are watering and you're drowning and drenched in your own cum. And you're not allowed to waste a single drop of it either. Lick and swallow every bit of your own sweet, sweet cum that's been rewarded to you, because that's the only thing you're going to get tonight. I'm sure your hard throbbing cock isn't that desperate for my pussy, is it? I'm going to have to think long and hard about whether or not you deserve this sweet pussy. Aww, now I've got you whimpering like a little helpless fuck toy. Oh, isn't that just delicious? Perhaps You want someone you can really look up to instead. A mother figure. Someone to protect you and keep under her wing. I can be the perfect mommy that you need. And you? All you have to do is to be my well-behaved, good little boy and let me take good care of you. Let me teach you all the nasty, naughty ways you could do to make me come. Just enjoying the feel of my fingers playing with your soft, beautiful hair as my other hand strokes your cock gently up and down your shaft. And you're looking up at me with that adorably mischievous smile after you shoot your hot, white load all over your own chest. God, what I wouldn't give to be there for you to do that for me. Or do you want me on my knees for you, master? That's right. I can be your willing little fuck slave for your pleasure. I can't help but picture you sitting right there, your hot, throbbing cock exposed before me. Doesn't it make you so horny to know that you've got me kneeling before you with a collar around my neck and your cock in hand, just beseeching and imploring to taste your sweet, sweet pre-cum on my tongue, to know that I'm so eager to lick up every drop of your seed, to drink your lust and savour every bit of it. Or maybe, better yet, I'll let you use my pussy as your plaything and you can fuck me so hard until your balls are so sore and I'm a sweaty cum-soaked mess. I'll even let you hear me beg so pretty for you, sir. I understand that good girls beg as much as they can and bad girls don't beg enough. But for you, I'll beg for you. I'll crawl on my fucking knees for you. I'll weep for you. Hell, I'll even scream for you to just fuck me. So will you, sir? Say you'll fuck me. Oh, please fuck me. Please fuck me. I will say, please fuck me. Again and again until you feel my pain and you feel my desperation. How can I get through to you that I want you to make me yours? Please just let me make you come hard. And that's how it's done. You want a girl you can bend, shape and mould into anybody that you want. A girl whose voice is a blank canvas to be painted on with longing words and achingly erotic sounds to make you lose control of yourself in reality. A girl who puts her heart and soul into every little thing she says to convince you that she is for real and that she needs to make you come all the time. I am that girl. I can give you anything you want to hear from me. I am yours.